Turn on the recording and away we go. All right, let's go to God in prayer. Okay, let's go to God in prayer. Father, what a gift and a privilege and an honor it is to come before you, to come before your throne this morning. Thank you for just another beautiful day. And every day in relationship with you is beautiful. And thank you for the reminder of that with the sunshine being out. And so appreciate being able to connect with one another like this as we come to you this morning. I pray that you would open up our hearts and minds far and wide to receive your word, to receive you, to just be mindful and aware of the ways in which you're speaking to us. Bring us to you, bring us closer to you. God, that is what we want. That is what we're seeking. We know you desire intimacy and closeness with us. And so I pray that we do so. And again, what a gift and just a joy it is to be able to connect with you in this way as we connect with one another. So appreciative of this community that you've given us and this opportunity. So please just bless it. Thank you so much for Jesus, and thank you for this time. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. So Psalm 46, let's turn over there in our Bibles. That's where we'll be today. And as typical, I'm going to read through the English Standard Version. And in the English Standard Version, this is titled, God is Our Fortress. And there's a lot to say even about that. Of course, God being, you know, who he is, our Father in heaven, our creator, the almighty, all-powerful God, is our, so it's not just my fortress, right? Although that is true, God is my fortress as he is your fortress, but he's our fortress. And so there's that community feel to this. There's that community aspect to this particular psalm. And fortress being our place of protection, but also our place of strength. We can look for that in a lot of different places, but God is our fortress. God is our strength. And what a great reminder that is during this time. So let me read through the psalm. Again, I'll make a few comments out about it, and then we will meditate on it a little bit. So just a reminder, take note of the community feel to this psalm, the community aspects to this psalm, and specifically noting God as the community's strength, as the place where the community goes to for refuge and in times of trouble, but also the command, so to speak, in verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I mean, that's God speaking there. And so let's just be mindful of some of those aspects of the psalm as we take a look at it this morning. So Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Amen to that. So love this psalm for a lot of different reasons, but I love the way that it starts off here. And what a great reminder this is to us in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of trouble, in the midst of challenge, both from a worldwide standpoint, an international standpoint, but also in the midst of our own personal lives and communally. You know, that one of the things that we rely on so much and is so beautiful about the community of God is our opportunities to get together and share and connect and, you know, and just be with one another. And we haven't been able to do that. And that's created its own challenges, its own set of difficulties. And so I'm grateful that we have this opportunity to connect. But remember that God is our refuge. God is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had experiences where I've been in the midst of challenges, I've been in the midst of struggles, and people that I was hoping would be there weren't there. You know, sometimes that's the way it is. People see a sign of struggle and issue and problem and challenge, and they disappear. And I've done that too. You know, I'm not saying that I'm perfect in that by any means, but the reality for us is that God is there, especially in the midst of struggle and challenge. And I've mentioned this in other psalms. Sometimes it feels like God is far off in the midst of those things, but the reality is that God is even closer in times of trouble, even closer in times of challenge. And I just love that language, a very present help in trouble. And so we've just got to seek that. We've just got to seek him and realize that he is there. And what assurance that brings us. Therefore, we will not fear. We don't have to fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. So, you know, you get this picture here that the psalmist is seeing that and can see that around them, man, there's all this difficulty and challenge and, just all these issues happening around them. But in the midst of all of that, we don't have to fear. And even though the earth isn't, you know, crumbling right now, perhaps it is in certain places, it is in a sense, not in a physical sense, but it is in a sense when we look around and we see the economy struggling right now. And it's certainly understandable if you're experiencing fears around that. I mean, that is certainly an understandable response to that. There are those of us in our community here that are experiencing financial burdens, and they have lost their jobs or out of work right now. That's challenging. So that's a problem. There's also just health concerns. You also hear a lot of mixed messages from, different government officials. And I'll just say, you know, I'm not knocking any of our leaders by any standpoint. That's not my goal here. We need to be praying for our leaders, but there can be turmoil on that level that we see and experience. And so even in the midst of all of that, we can look to God and realize that we don't have to fear because he is here with us, a very present help in trouble. And then in verses four through seven, the psalmist is talking about the city of God. The psalmist is talking about Mount Zion. The psalmist is talking about Jerusalem. And this was the place where God, at that time, his presence was. His presence was there. His presence was in them and very visible in the place of Jerusalem, the holy city. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. And so the psalmist moves into this place of praising God and acknowledging the presence of God in this special city, recognizing that the community of God is blessed because of who God is and God's presence in the city. And verse 7, I love the way it concludes there. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So the reminder again that God is with us, God's presence. God's presence is a theme throughout the Psalms, but throughout this Psalm in particular. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He is our protection, a great reminder for us. And then in verse 8, come behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. And so we just see the power of God in these next few verses. He makes wars cease, as bad and as powerful as some of these armies can be, as they're coming together and they're fighting. God has the power to make wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. The strength of man is of no comparison to the strength of God. And so that the bow, the spear, he burns the chariots of fire. These are images of man's power and strength. And what the psalmist is recognizing here and acknowledging is that it just, man's power does not compare to the power of God. And then in the midst of that turmoil that the psalmist is recognizing, and he mentions that in a few different places in verse 6, the nations rage. And then in verses 8 and 9, this, other struggle with wars and so forth. And then in the midst of all that, I think this is one of the key verses in this psalm. In the midst of the chaos, of the mess, the struggle, the challenge, the difficulty, in verse 10, God says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. And that's hard. You know, that in and of itself is challenging. And I think we do have a great opportunity here to take time to be still. I think in some ways, it seems as though God is slowing down the earth. You know, he's forcing many of us, if we'll allow him to take a step back and to just be still. Now, it's challenging because we just don't function that way. That's not a cultural norm, so to speak. And, you know, I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, right before that, I'd been busy with a lot of different things. And then once the social distancing was in place and the recommendation for quarantining and so forth, I was like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I can sit back and, you know, take some time to be still. But then I just felt all this pressure and all these voices of, but I got to get busy doing this. And I got to make sure I'm working on this and taking care of this. And so I just took the busyness of my being, of my presence from out there and brought it in here. And I even noticed that this morning within myself. So I've been going through Dr. Tim Summerlin's book, The Grief Journey, just because, you know, about a year ago, I'd lost my dad. And then I felt these things recently, some prior losses in life that I just had felt like were coming up again. And things I hadn't really fully resolved in my life, these prior losses. And I felt like God was really putting on my heart this, you know, idea to go back, this need to go back and look at some of those things and resolve and process. And that's part of Tim's book, The Grief Journey. There's a place where you look at different segments of your life, different time periods in your life, and you identify those losses. And then you go back and you look at themes. Well, how did I process? What was going on there? You know, how did I think about my losses at that time? So anyway, this morning I was thinking about a specific loss that I had experienced in high school, and I was journaling about it, and which was good. But I noticed myself thinking about, okay, I got to journal about these other things. I got to get to these other things and process these other things too. So, you know, I kind of journaled it, yeah, blah, 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 you know, checked this off the list. And then I'm going to, you know, then I moved on to the next thing I was thinking about. But I thought about it afterwards, and I was talking with Katie, and I was like, you know, I just felt rushed. Like I rushed myself into moving on, and I didn't take the time to just be still and just sit there with God and feel the feelings. And just, you know, reflect and just be with God. And I think that is just so human nature for us, to not want to feel, especially more challenging feelings, or not, you know, take the time to process difficulties and challenge, and not really not just be still, just be with God. And so I love that part of the psalm. And I think that's just an important message for us this morning, an important reminder for us in the midst of this. Certainly we can't just, you know, be still, so to speak, and, you know, just sit in our houses and reflect all day. But we can take time to do that. And we can take that mentality, that way of being, into all that we do, just a real sense of calm and peace and presence as we go throughout our day, because we've been still with God, because we've taken time to be still with God. And that is how God, I believe, wants us to be. That's how Jesus was, even in the midst of storms, you know, challenges in his life, but also in the midst of an actual storm, you know, Jesus was still. He was sleeping. He was very calm. Even when the disciples woke him up, he was calm. He was full of peace. And I think that this is a great opportunity for us to work on that in our own lives, so that we can be a light for the world in that way. Because look what it says: I will be exalted among the nations. God will be exalted among the nations, and we as a community of God can exalt him, can glorify him, can make him known among the nations as we are still and peaceful in the midst of chaos and conflict and challenge. He says, I will be exalted in the earth. And then in verse 11, look at, here's this theme of God's presence again in verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us, right? God, the Almighty God, is present. He is with us in the midst of chaos. He's with you, he's with me, he's with us as a community. Even though we are physically distancing, he's still with us. He is our fortress. The God of Jacob is our fortress. What a gift. What a blessing. What a great reminder. So let's take some time for meditation, and then let's set our intention for the day. I'll have a couple people share in just a minute, and then I'll pray through the psalm, and that'll be our time together this morning. So let's get into some meditation. So let's get into some stillness, I should say. And, you know, I'll lead you into how to help settle and calm your being. And then you pick a verse or a scripture. Or maybe today, just don't reflect on a scripture. Maybe you just really try to just be still. And I think that's certainly a good thing to practice. So find a comfortable posture in your chair, wherever you are. You can close your eyes or use a soft gaze forward, whatever helps you to focus and concentrate. Comfortable posture to just be relaxed, to relax yourself. Just allow your being, your body, your presence to just settle. Just settle. Just be. There's nothing to worry about right now. There's nothing. Just be here with God. So one of the best ways that we can settle our being, settle our body, settle our minds, settle our souls, is to just breathe deeply. Regulate our breathing. Breathe in through your nose. Just let the breath go. Breathe in Fear no one. Just let it go. Just notice with each breath, your body, your being just settling deeper, deeper, deeper into a place of calm and stillness. What we do in that way is we prepare ourselves to be with God. You'll notice that your mind will wander, but just notice where it went, usually to a worry or a concern or a fear. Just notice it and bring your mind back to your breath. And then if you'd like, you can bring in a verse, or again today, maybe it's just be still. Okay, at this time you can open your eyes, come back to the place where you are, notice your surroundings, take it all in, and appreciate the time to be still like that and connect with God. And so I'd love for just a couple people to share your intention for the day based on God's word, based on what we just looked at and reflected on. What's going to be your intention for today? Go ahead, Phil.
My intention for today, and it's been for many days, just to have confidence in God. When it says be still, you know, there's always things that we think that we need to do, but I'm in control. I need to, yeah, but God can only do so much. And then I have to do, well, I think God wants us to do what we can, but at the same time have confidence and trust that he's got it. He's sovereign. Mm-hmm. He's powerful. He's much more powerful than the pandemic. It didn't catch him unawares. You know, he was, oh, what am I going to do about this? You know, God's in control still. And to just have confidence that God is looking out for his people, for the world. He's doing what is needed. And God is in control. When it says be still, for me, that's important because it says that God is much bigger than any issue in my life whatsoever. If I could just remember that throughout the day and every day,
Amen. That's great. Yep. Yeah. Great point on that. Appreciate that. Anybody else? Intention for today? Go ahead, Efren.
I want to.
Go ahead, Melina. Yeah, I didn't see you. I can see you over there.
I want to share that my intention is verse 5. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. And I think a lot of times I pray, God be with me. God help me. But it's like, he's already there. So I should be changing the words that I say when I'm praying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Great. Great. Yeah. Great reminder for us. Go ahead, Efren, and then we'll close out with prayer after this.
You know, Psalm 46 has always been my theme this whole entire pandemic. And, especially on verse 10, where I shared before, it's like I've been digging in so much and, you know, trying to make practicals of how to be still, you know, and the things I can be still at is, you know, not get off and just get off on watching the news and hearing the news. You know, I mean, you have to be wise, but just mm-hmm. not get so consumed at it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and also just being outdoors, because you get cooped up in the house for so long that we sometimes don't see the presence of God, except you go outside. You see mm-hmm. how the sun comes out, how hot it gets, and how warm it is today, you know, and seeing how the trees are and the birds, and those are created by God, and you can't help but feeling the presence of God, mm-hmm. you know, and all the blessings, and just being able to communicate with people, like here in our Devo, and just to be part of that and being part of, you know, in our life group, is just being able to encourage or be encouraged by people. It helps, you know, it just helps us to, encouraging people on how to get closer to God and how do we get close, because then we will get closer to ourselves and where we are at. And honestly, how we can get out of it, and how do we, get closer in our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. So. Amen. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I appreciate all those insights, all those intentions. You know, and it's important to, as we reflect on the Word of God, it's meant to be lived out, right? And it begins with an intention. What are we going to do today? And so, for me, I'm going to, really work on kind of a summary of what a lot of people said, just having the trust and confidence in God to be still, take times of stillness, but carry that into everything that I do today, just a real being that is still. So, I'm going to close out with praying through the psalm, and that'll be our time together today. So let's close with prayer. God, you are our refuge and strength. Thank you for being a very present help in trouble. God, therefore, because of that understanding, we will not fear. Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Again, God, we will not fear. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. You will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. you are with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come, behold your works, O Lord, how you have brought desolations on the earth. You make war cease to the end of the earth. You break the bow and shatter the spears. You burn the chariots with fire. God, let us be still and know who you are. You will be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted in the earth. You are with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Thank you, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.